弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天要继续的来，一起继续的来思想啊，哥罗西书第一章第十八到二十三节。
We'll continue to study the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 18 to 23.
因为我们知道，我们给整个的哥罗西书有一个主题。
There's a main theme of this book.
我们把这个主题叫做至高无上的基督。
The theme is the supremacy of Christ.
这是这个主题里边第五部分，我们给它一个分主题叫做永他为王。
This round of fifth part five, the theme is crown him the Lord of all.
我们上次讲了这个主题呢，我们是从第十五节到二十三节。
This is from verse 18 to 23.
我们上一次呢特别的讲了第十五节到第十七节，我们是把重点放在耶稣基督，他是创造的主。
Last time we studied verse 15 to 17, where the theme is Jesus Christ is the Lord of creation.
今天我们的重点要放在耶稣基督是教会的头。
Today we'll focus on the fact that Jesus Christ is the head of the body of church.
我们在这个方面我们要讲两点。
There are two points.
第一点就是要讲耶稣基督跟教会的关系。
First is his relationship with church.
第二点就是要讲他和万物之间的关系。
Second is the relationship of Jesus Christ and the world, everything in this world.
我们知道这两点，我们为什么要今天一起来看这两点呢？一方面是经文里边所告诉我们的。
We are looking at this because first, this is what the scripture says.
另外一个，经文这样告诉我们，对我们今天有一个很重要的指导意义。
This has very important significance for us today.
特别在今天，就像刚才弟兄祷告的那样，在洪水泛滥之时，在瘟疫的时候，我们人的心在哪里？
Where's our heart when there's disaster like a flood and epidemic?
最近我看到两个截然不同的视频。
Recently I watched two entirely different videos.
一个视频是讲50万的人在武汉封城以前就已经出来了。
One tells a story where 500,000 people left Wuhan before the announcement of the epidemic.
然后这些人有很多人都是开着车子。
Many of them were driving their own cars.
有的人到了上海。
Some went to Shanghai.
结果有的人就在照下来了，警察把他们的车子拦下来，把他们的车子里边拉出来，戴上手铐带走。
There in the video we saw some people were dragged out of their car by the police and they are handcuffed.
因为据说上海几个大的旅馆都空出来，就把这些人抓到里边给他关起来。
Then they were locked up in a few hotels in Shanghai.
那这是一个我看到的一个视频。
This is one of the videos.
另外一个视频是在武汉。
Another one is something happened in Wuhan.
那是疫情最严重的地方。
That's the epicenter of the epidemic.
但是你看到那里有一些的基督徒弟兄姐妹把口罩送给在大街上扫地的清洁工。
There we saw Christians or our brothers and sisters giving masks to the people working in the street.
我们也知道那时候邮轮上面停靠到日本，结果已经查出来200多个人感染。
Was it known there's in that cruise in Japan, more than 200 people have been diagnosed being positive in the virus.
根据报道，是一个武汉跑出来的人在这个船上，结果把人都感染了。
It is said that someone from Wuhan was on that cruise and he transmitted the virus to the people there.
为什么人对待这个疫情的时候有这样不同的反应呢？
We see very different reactions from different people at this special time.
为什么这个世界人和人之间互相这么样的分开隔离呢？
Why people are so segregated from each other in this world?
我就想起了另外一个故事，是大家都很熟悉的，就是坦汤尼克号那个船。
This reminds me another story very familiar to you, which is the story of the Titanic.
很多人都看过那部电影，那部电影的一个主题就是讲，是人的爱在这危机的关头，男士们把生的希望给了女士。
The movie we saw in this, in that critical time, some men, give the option, the chance to live to women.
我们也知道那个船是当时人认为那个是人造出来最好的一个船。
At that time, we thought that, that ship, that cruise ship was the greatest thing we man ever made. It will never sink.
结果开出去没有多久就撞到了冰山就下沉了。
But it, not long before it left the port, it hit the iceberg and the ship sank.
当时那个船上一共有18条就是救生的小船。
There are altogether 18 lifeboats on that ship.
基本上每一个船上面，每一个小船上面大概就坐了最多是60%的人，少的是40%的人，那个船就开走了。
But those lifeboats left, before they were filled, only, like 60%, 80% filled.
每个船上都有一些水手在掌握那个救生船。
There are some, seamen on the, on the lifeboats.
其中第二号船、第四号船、第六号船的水手看到有很多的人因为没有船都跳到海里边在游泳的时候，他们说我们要回去去救他们。
In some boats, then when they saw people actually falling into water, and they want to go back to save them.
但是船上的妇女说，不要救他们，我们还是要走我们的路。
Well, some people in the on the boats, in the lifeboats, said, no, "Don't save them. No, we have to run for our life."
这是那些水手看到人的生命的宝贵，愿意去救他们，因为船上还有位置。
Yeah, but those seamen, they want to still want save people because there are still, room, in the boats.
但是另外一个是船上的那些妇女说跟那个水手讲我们过去救他们吧，那是第八号船。
But on, the boat number eight, their woman said, you know, let's go there and save them.
结果那个水手讲我们不必救他们了，我们还要开走。
But on that,that boat, the seamen said, "We don't save them. We have to run for our life."
18条船，结果只有四条船回去救人。
Among the 18 boats, only 4 of them went back to save the people in water.
1600个人跳在水里边，救上来的是三个人。
1600 people fell into the water, and only 13 of them were saved.
那些船慢慢远去了，后边是听到人的呼救的声音，叫唤的声音越来越轻，越来越轻，因为都沉到海里去了。
And the lifeboats, going away, farther and farther away, we see the desperate cries of the on the sinking ship.
当你看到这幅图像的时候，是不是跟我们今天我们所处的世界是差不多的？
This picture is very similar to what we see today in this world.
我们中国人有一句话叫说什么，只管自家门前雪，不管别人瓦上的霜。
There's a Chinese saying, describing this kind of situation, the people, they will only sweep the snow in front of their own house, and they don't worry about the frost on other people's roofs.
人和人之间是不是能够和好？
Can we ever, among people, can we really, reconcile with each other, help each other?
谁能够使我们人和好？
Who can reconcile us?
是什么使我们人这样的不友好？
What makes the people so, hostile to each other?
这就是我们今天要来看的这些经文，我们要来注意的关注点。
This we want to look at today.
好，我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Yeah, Father, we thank you.
当我们今天打开你话语的时候，我们知道你的话是对我们的心说的。
We open the scripture today, we know you are speaking to our hearts.
愿你的圣灵亲自的引领我们，让我们明白主让我们要明白的。
May your Holy Spirit, lead us so that we can understand what you want us to understand.
让我们更能够宝贵我们所持的那个主耶稣儿女的身份。
So we can really value and treasure our status as children of God.
让我们能够站稳我们 已经有的根基继续的前进。
So we can stand firm on a good foundation and go forward.
那我们在这边不仅是说的，也是听的，我们大家都同得一处，同盟造就。
So we can all be can benefit from this, whether we are speaking or listening.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray together in the name of Lord Jesus.
那我们来看第一点，耶稣基督与教会的关系。
First, we look at the relationship between Jesus and the church.
我们来看第十八节。
Verse 18.
在第十八节里面是这么说的：他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，他从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里边居住。
Yeah, so he's the head of body, the church, the beginning, and God is pleased to have his fullness in the, to dwell in the church.
在这里的时候，我们特别的注意到几件事情。
There are a few things that need to pay attention to.
首先第一点，他特别讲到了，他就是指耶稣，他是全体教会之首。
Here he refers to Jesus. He is the head of the body, the church.
当我们人跟人之间，我们彼此看见的时候，我们看见我们这个人是吧？有两大部分，一个是头，一个是身体，是不是
？Yeah, each of us, we have a head and a body.
我们的头上，有的人头发多一点，有的人头发少一点，有的人头发白了，有的人还染染发。
Yeah, the head may look different. We have some with gray hair and white hair or no hair.
但是当我们都知道，如果你这个头出了问题，你这个身体就不能够很好的运作。
But we know if there's something wrong with our head, then our body won't be able to function normally.
所以在这个圣经里边，对教会有很多不同的描述。
So there are many different descriptions of the church in the Bible.
在这里，保罗把教会说成是说耶稣基督为首的他的身体。
Here, Paul describes the church as a body, and Jesus is the head of the body.
我们要想一下，我们都知道，如果你看到了。人老的时候都会什么？脑子里边先出问题，是不是
？We know when we get old, we are usually the trouble starts with our head.
健忘了，老年痴呆症啦，或者那个什么帕金斯综合症啊，全都是出在脑子里边。
Yeah, all kinds of disease, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer, they all start from the brain.
以前我在社科做研究的时候，那时候就知道，人要是对什么东西上瘾的时候，在你的脑子里边有一个部分，它是一个特别接受信号的地方，会出现问题。
When I was doing research before, I know that when people have addiction, a certain part of their brain will be malfunctioning.
所以你就知道，如果这个头出了问题，头身体不能够接受头给他的命令的话，这个身体就不能够放心。
When the body fails to receive the instructions from the brain, the body will be in trouble.
对我们教会来讲也是一样。
This is true of our church too.
基督如果不在这个教会，这个教会也能够自己去run。
Without Christ, the church might still able to run in some way.
但是教会就不会，也不能够去思想真理。
The church won't be able to think in terms of truth.
也不能够正确的行事。
Cannot function normally.
也不能够决定应该走什么方向。
Cannot make the right decisions and directions.
因此在这里，耶稣是教会的头的时候，既给教会有权利。
When we say Jesus is the head of the church, it gives authority, on the one hand, gives authority to the church.
因为耶稣借着教会在这个世界上彰显他要做的事情。
Through church, Jesus is able to do what he wants us to do.
但是我们也要注意，我们不能够滥用上帝给我们的权柄。
But we should be careful not to abuse the authority that God gives us.
也不能粗枝大叶的生活。
Cannot live in a careless way.
不然的话，神就不能够用教会在这个世界上做他应该要做的事情。
And then God won't be able to let church do what He wants to accomplish in this world.
所以在这边讲，耶稣基督他是教会的头。
So that's why it says Jesus is the head of the church.
第二点，他这边特别讲到说他是原始的。
Also He is the beginning.
他是原始的，不仅仅是讲到他在时间上的最首位。
He's the beginning not only in terms of time.
比如讲我们讲数字的时候，我们是一，一是第一位的。
When we are counting, we begin from one.
我们讲英语字母的时候 ，A 是第一个字母。
When we have in the alphabet, we start from the letter A.
原始的话，在这里不仅仅是讲到这个时间顺序上的前后。
Beginning here not only refers to the time. In,
而且也是讲到力量的源头。
It also refers to the original source of our strength.
因此，推动教会所有的力量从哪里来？从耶稣基督而来。
All the power and strength that church needs comes from Jesus Christ.
所以这里讲的意思就是，原始的时候就是说，我们要依靠耶稣，我们的力量从耶稣而来，它的源头而来，我们的教会才能够正常的运作成长。
The church won't be able to function normally unless we get our strength and power from Jesus.
第三点，我们看到是说他是从死里边首先复生的。
Then we see he's the firstborn from the dead.
在这里，我们知道讲他是从死里首先复生的，我们也知道人死有死人复活，在圣经里边，在旧约里边就记载过。
In the Old Testament we have seen people raised from the dead.
以利亚是一个孩子能够复活。
Elijah was able to raise a child.
那耶稣也是好几个人在他工作的时候死人复活。
Jesus also made a few people rise from the dead.
但是这些人活了以后还是死了。
But these people, after they were raised again, they died again.
但是耶稣基督他活了，他永远活着。
But after Jesus was resurrected, he lived forever.
这就是他复活的大能。
This is the power of his resurrection.
这是一个出熟的果子，让出熟的果子对农民来讲，他看到出熟的果子，他就知道今年的收成好不好。
He's the first fruit, and as for farmers,they can tell if they are going to have a good harvest by looking at the first fruit.
弟兄姐妹们，初期的教会，你去看他们初期教会建立的时候，非常的注重复活的大能。
We see the early churches paid great focus a lot on the power of resurrection.
很多的时候，我们这个人好像今天很少能够看到复活的大能在我们的身上彰显出来。
Nowadays, right, we seldom feel this kind of power, that the power of resurrection in ourselves.
我们知道复活的大能是很安静的。
You know, actually, the strength of the power of the resurrection is shows up in a very calm way.
当耶稣复活的时候，没有什么音响效果惊天动地。
When Jesus was resurrected, it was very quiet.
那个墓门的那块大石头滚开的时候，不是为了让耶稣出来，而是为了要让人进去看耶稣复活了，耶稣不在了。
And the stone on the tomb was rolled away. It was not for purpose for Jesus to come out, but for people to see what happened there.
复活的大能是耶稣永远活着。
The power of resurrection is that Jesus lives forever.
他这个复活的大能流到了每一个信耶稣的人的身上。
This power is on everyone who believes in him.
如果我们在生活的中间能够让这个安静的能力在我们的身上彰显出来的时候，我相信我们每一个人的生活就会不一样。
Our life will be very different if we let this kind of power manifest in a very quiet way in our lives.
接下来我们还看到在这里的时候特别讲到使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So here that he was so he can be preeminent in everything.
这个所谓这个字在整本的新约圣经里边就这个地方提到。
The word for, the Greek for word for preeminent here only appears once in the whole Bible.
而且你就可以看到他讲到前面讲到耶稣是首先从死里复生的，换句话讲就是说他是 first 第一个从死里复生的。
So Jesus the first one who was resurrected from, forever from the bed.
这里又讲到他是居首位的。
Also here says he is preeminent, he is supreme.
当我们把这两个放在一起看的时候，我们知道这里是讲的什么？耶稣基督他有一个非常独特的地位。
From this we can see, Jesus has a very special, status.
所以唯有基督是包括一切又住在个人之内。
Only Jesus Christ is, he includes everything also dwells in everyone.
所以讲到这里的时候，我们就可以看到耶稣基督配的最珍贵的赞美和称颂。
This is why he is worthy of our greatest praise,
死亡不能够接近他。
Because death is not able to, to,
没有一件事，没有一个敌人能够战胜他。
No one can conquer him.
因此他是一切的一切。
That's why he is everything.
在1893年
in 1893,
芝加哥有一次世界博览会。
There was an award expo in Chicago.
有2100万的人参加了这个博览会。
21 million people attended that award expo.
其中有一个专题叫做世界宗教议会。
There's a special session about the world religion.
每一个宗教他都派上他们的代表，简要的说了他们宗教最精彩最要紧的要点。
Every religion send their representative to state the essence, the most important doctrines of the religion.
在那个时候，有人就跟穆迪，穆迪是穆迪圣经学院的那个穆迪，他是一个神所重用的传道人。
Yeah, at that time, someone told Moody, a faithful servant of the Lord.
就跟他讲说，他们要讲那些东西，你应该出来反驳他们。
And you should stand up.And correct what they said.
穆迪就说了，他说我不需要去反驳他们。
He said, I don't have to argue against them.
我只要让耶稣基督他来吸引人。
I will let only Jesus Christ will draw people to him.
让人去奔向耶稣。
So people can go toward Jesus.
结果他就用了当时的教会，租了当时很大的戏院，甚至用了马戏团的帐篷。
So he preached in the church there, in theaters and even in the circus.
在马戏团开始以前，他就去传福音。
He preached gospel before the circus started.
在这次博览会的期间，一共有几千个人信耶稣。
Several thousand people came to the Lord during this World Expo.
那这里就告诉我们说，当你高举耶稣的时候，当耶稣的名高举出来，当人归向耶稣的时候，人的心就开始改变。
The people's heart start to change when we are upholding the name of Jesus.
接下来这些这里经文又告诉我们说，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里边居住。
So here for him all the fullness of God was pleased to do. I think a better translation will be Yeah, it said God is pleased to have the fullness of Him in Jesus Christ.
Okay. Okay. 那在这里的时候，就是说，这里讲是一切的丰盛。
He said all the fullness.
丰盛这个字呢，是当时的假教师，就是那些诺斯尼的那些个假教师，就是要让哥罗西的弟兄姐妹给混乱的那个那些人，是他们常常用的一个专门的术语。
Fullness or abundance is a term that they often used by the false teachers in the Colossian church at that time to confuse people.
保罗就用他们同样的字来反驳他们。
Paul used the same word to argue against them.
因为假教师们认为说啊，神圣的能力与属性的总和就是那个丰盛。
The false teachers said that the abundance is the sum of all the holiness.
那什么叫神圣的能力和属性的总和呢？
What's the holy power, the sum of the holy power and the holy attributes?
在他们的体系里边，认为神是圣洁的，所以人是污秽的，肉体是污秽的。
They in their view, God is holy and the human are defiled.
那你怎么才能够得到丰盛呢？你必须要经过从神到人之间很多很多不同的灵体。
In order to get the abundance of God, that for humans get it, you have to go through all those different media between.
在这里，保罗非常清楚地说，一切的丰盛就在耶稣基督里边。
But Paul declares here all the fullness of an abundance was in Lord Jesus.
在这里的时候，讲到居住的时候，这个地方不仅仅是讲在家里边。
So when say the word dwell, does not just mean at home in the home,
而是讲永远在这个家里。
But live forever in that home.
那也就是告诉我们说，一切的丰盛是永永远远在耶稣里边。
That means the fullness is in Jesus Christ forever.
因为在圣经里面讲，神本性一切的丰盛。多有形有体的居住在耶稣里边。
All God's fullness was lives in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在整个哥罗西书里边以八次的提到了丰盛。
So in how many times?
八次。
Yeah. So in the book of Colossians, Paul used the word his fullness 8 times.
这里是。一次以后我们慢慢在讲哥罗西书的时候我们慢慢再会提出来每一次。
This is the first occurrence and we'll see it again when we go through the book.
所以这一段的经文告诉了我们五个事实。
So this scripture told us five facts.
第一个，耶稣基督是教会的元首。
First of all, Jesus is the head of the church.
第二个，耶稣基督是教会的开始，是他的原始。
In the beginning of the church.
而且是从第三个，是他从死里边首先复生的。
He's the first one resurrected from death.
第四个，凡事上他是居首位的。
Everything he is preeminent.
一切的丰盛都在耶稣基督里边。
All abundance is in Jesus Christ.
所以有了基督就有一切。保罗告诉哥罗西的弟兄姐妹们，也告诉我们说，我们不需要在耶稣以外再去找其他的东西。
So when we have Jesus, we have all. We don't have to look for things outside Jesus.
这是我们今天讲的第一点。
This is our first point today.
我们讲的第二点就是要来看耶稣基督与万物的关系。
The second is the relationship of Jesus to all things.
我们知道耶稣基督与万物的关系。我们从前面我们知道什么？他是从死里首先复生的。
We can see that Jesus was the first one was resurrected from the death.
他的复活为了什么？为的是让我们这些背逆神的人能够回到神的家里边去。
The purpose of his resurrection is for us, those who are disobedient people, to be go back to his home.
让我们能够与神和好了。
So that we can be reconciled to God.
那这里边有一个问题，是我们人去跟神和好呢，还是神来跟我们人和好？
So the question is, do we take initiative to reconcile with God, or God takes the initiative to reconcile with us?
如果大家回过来想一下，伊甸园的时候发生了一件人堕落的事情。
If you look at what happened in the Garden of Eden, when
亚当夏娃悖逆，结果人就堕落下来。
Adam and Eve disobeyed God's commands, and which caused the fall of man.
这是人向神宣战。
This is how man declared war on God, onto God.
但是神没有向人宣战。
But God never declared war to us, man, to man.
我们知道神做了一件什么事，就是把一个动物杀了，然后让那个皮下来什么，要跟那个亚当夏娃用一个皮做了一个裙子给他们穿上。
What God did just say, he killed animal and used the skin and made a clothes to cover up Adam and Eve.
在这里告诉我们说，神跟人的和好，因为人的悖逆，人的与神未别，所以人不可能心思意里边没有一个人会说主动的去跟神和好的。
Because of our sinful nature of disobedience, no man will take initiative to be reconciled to God.
我们人背叛神。
We disobeyed God. We rebelled against God.
神能够不看我们的罪孽而跟我们人类妥协吗？
Can God just reconcile us without looking at our sin?
人不讲公义啊，神不讲公义吗？
God can God go without righteousness?
如果这样的话，整个的宇宙就会分崩离析。
If that was the case, and the whole universe will be disintegrated.
因为我们人成天思想里边想的就是恶念。
Because our thoughts are full of evils.
有的人他有很高尚的品格，也有很高尚的信仰。
Some people may seem to have very high moral standards and also high beliefs.
但是心思意念里边是与神为敌的。
But the inside is still against God.
我们弟兄姐妹们，你们常常都有传福音的经历。
Many of you have experience of preaching the gospel.
你就发现，当你传福音的时候，很多的时候，你讲其他东西都很好说。一说到耶稣基督的时候，人的反对声就很大。
We have noticed that everything is okay. You are talking about other things, the things other than Jesus Christ, and then you have really have a big pushback when you talk about Jesus Christ.
如果你是做计算机的人，我不懂计算机，我绝不会在你的面前挑战你。
If you are a computer scientist and I don't know about computers, I won't challenge you.
但是当人说耶稣基督是主的时候，人就会说我想不通。
But they will challenge you when you say Jesus Christ is the Lord.
特别是说你是一个罪人，我是一个罪人的时候，人更是不耐烦。
The reaction is even stronger when you say you are a sinner and I'm a sinner.
但是如果人在信主的时候不悔改的话，这个人是不会真正的归向耶稣基督的。
But if we do not really repent, we won't actually be reconciled to Lord Jesus.
那耶稣基督是怎么样来成就神主动与人和好的呢？
What did Jesus do to reconcile man and God?
我们知道父神定了旨意。
We know God has its will, has his will.
然后子神来执行。
And let the son to do it, to execute it.
然后什么？圣灵来成全。
And the work will be completed with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督他来成就了什么呢？
So what did Jesus accomplish in this world?
他在十字架上流下了血，成就了和平。
Because of the blood of his cross, he was able to make peace in this world.
这个没和平的意思就是神跟人和好。
Here, peace means reconciliation between man and God.
我们刚才已经说了，是神主动的跟人来和好。
We just mentioned God took the initiative be reconciled to us.
便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And also reconciling all things, whether on earth or in heaven.
在这里的时候讲到万有。
Here talk about all things.
万有的时候，是不是说你 不信耶稣的人，最后你也会得救呢？
Does that mean that even if you don't believe in Jesus, you also be saved in the end?
这个就是今天很多人在谈论的叫做普救论。
This is a kind of people talk about called universalism.
有一天，耶稣基督说 ：“OK, 你们都回家吧。”
According to universalism, that one day Jesus will say, "OK, you all come home, no matter who you are."
保罗从来不是这么写的，也不是这么思想的。
This is not what Paul said.
保罗说得很清楚，除了耶稣基督以外，没有其他的拯救。
He is very clear that apart from Jesus, there's no other salvation.
在这里我们看到。
Here we see,
耶稣基督的死使我们人才能够和跟神和好。
Because the death of Jesus Christ, we are able to reconcile to God.
曾经有一个故事是这么讲的。
There is a story.
是在美国吧？
It happened in the U.S.
一对夫妇他们成婚以后。
There's a couple after their marriage.
他们有了孩子。
They had a child.
后来他们因为一些的事情就吵得不可开交。
Then there was an argument between them and a big fight between them.
他们又不想离婚，那怎么办？他们就分居两地。
They didn't want a divorce, so they just decided to live to separate.
一个住在纽约，一个跑到深。一个跑到圣地亚哥去了。
So one lives in New York, the other in San Diego.
一个在东，一个在西。
One in the east, one in the west.
有一天，那个做丈夫的因为要开会，回到了纽约。
One day, the husband went to New York because of a conference.
会议结束以后，他就去了他唯一的那个儿子的坟墓，因为那个儿子死了。
So after the conference, he went to the cemetery to see his son, their child's tomb.
他站在那墓碑前面。
He was standing in front of the tomb.
因为墓地都很安静。
It was a very quiet place.
他听到后边有脚步的声音。
He heard some footsteps behind him.
当他转过头来一看，是他那个妻子走过来了。
When he turned around, he saw his wife coming up.
那个时候他们两个人的冲动都是吧，赶紧分开，因为我们不想往来了。
Their first reaction is that try to shine away from each other, because they don't want to have anything to do with each other anymore.
但是他们两个人来到了他儿子死的儿子的墓碑前面的时候，他们终于再牵起手来了。
But when they both of them come to the tomb of their child, they were able to hold hands again.
在这里让我们看到，人能够和好是要花代价的。
You see, we have a price to pay in order to.
但是神跟人和好不是我们人化的代价，乃是神化的代价，让他的儿子为我们死。
The price for the reconciliation was paid by God, not by us, because by the death of his son.
那在这里的时候，神的爱是如此大的显明给我们。
Here we see how great God's love is.
那我们是不是可以？你信了耶稣以后，你还是悖逆，还是去犯罪呢？
Can we still do we want still be disobedient and rebellious after we become believers?
因为神的爱何等的大，所以你犯罪没有关系，耶稣的宝血再一次洗净你呢？
Is that true that because God's love so great that He will always forgive us so that you can do whatever you want?
一个真正信耶稣的人，他不会继续的犯罪。
A true believer will continue to sin.
他犯罪以后，他会觉得心里边受责备。
He'll feel the reproach when he sin again.
因为他的生命改变了。
Because his life has changed.
他知道他怎么样来耶稣的面前好好的 过每一天的新生活。
He knows how to live a new life before Jesus Christ every day.
弟兄姐妹们，这是在这里的时候，让我们看到，因为耶稣基督在十字架上所流的宝血，成就了神跟人之间的和平。
Because of blood that Jesus shed on the cross, the reconciliation between man and God was accomplished.
好，我们继续的往下看。
Let's continue.
在这里边特别的再一次讲到，说你们从前与神隔绝。
It says before you were alienated.
因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Because you're doing evil deeds, and you're hostile towards God.
但如今借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好。
But now because the death of Jesus, you are reconciled to Him.
多成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责。
Then we became holy and blameless, and free from any accusation or reproach.
把你们引到自己的面前。
So we can lead before God.
在这里讲到的隔离、隔绝，那个意思就是彼此远离。
Here the word alienated means to be separated from each other.
这就是我们刚刚上来的时候，我们讲到坦坦内克的时候，讲到那许个人彼此的分离。
That's the situation we found in Titanic.
我们也讲到了这次武汉疫情的时候，两个不同的图像。
Yeah, also this we found this kind of alienation in. The pictures we see in Wuhan.
因为我们本性里边人是隔绝的。
Because by nature, we are all alienated from each other.
但是我们人还是要造自己的假神。
But we are still trying to create false gods ourselves.
所以在上海的时候啊，过春节的时候，静安寺的庙里边，谁能够烧头香呢？
So they in the Chinese New Year in the temple, in the Buddhist temple in Shanghai, in Jing'an Temple, there's people, they are in a hurry to burn the first incense here.
上海的主要领导是要去烧头香的。
Who is the leaders of the government leaders of Shanghai, who were the first to go to Jing'an Temple to burn the incense. Incense.
我们也在我们中间也有许多弟兄姐妹原来有不同的民间信仰。
Also among us, some of you also had a kind of sort of traditional beliefs.
有的人每年都要背上几十斤重的公平，要爬到山上去敬拜。
Some people carry heavy loads up to the mountain to worship their gods.
为什么呢？因为人心里有这个需要。
Because we have this need deep in our heart.
人觉得跟神隔绝了。
Because we know we are alienated from God.
我们中国人特别会有很好的想法。
We Chinese have some very good ideas.
因为我们中国人做事都是以自己为中心。
But we are self-centered when doing things.
世界上其他民族也是一样。
Which is also true of other nations.
当人以自己为中心的时候，我的宗教信仰也是为我的人的中心服务的。
When we're self-centered, our religious beliefs are also self-centered.
所以我背上这些东西公平上山敬拜的时候，我希望能够贿赂这个神，他能够祝福我，他能够保守我。
And we carry those offerings up the mountain to God's to bribe God so that He can do something in return.
在经里边是这么说，他说因着恶行，心里与他为敌，就是与神为敌。
Because the hostile mind we're doing evil deeds.
在这里讲到的恶行是指肉体的意念。
The evil deeds refer to the evil thoughts, evil in our
flesh.
In our flesh.
Yeah.在这里的时候，就是我们刚才讲的，因为我们人心里，我们人需要的，我们就造一个假身出来。
We try to create things that we need.
因此就导致了邪恶的行为。
So we create false gods, which is evil.
这就是这里讲的恶行。
This is what evil deeds are.
在心里边就是与神为敌
了。We are hostile in our mind to God.
然而，借着耶稣的受死，肉身受死，叫我们与神和好了。
Because Jesus, the death, we are able to reconcile to God.
在这里，保罗为什么特别的提出是基督的肉身受死呢？
Why did Paul emphasize is the body of is Jesus the flesh?
因为在那个假教师的教导里边，认为这个物质都是邪恶的，所以耶稣不可能有一个肉体的身体。
Because what comes those false teachers and all worldly all flesh things are evil, so Jesus cannot be flesh.
所以在这里的时候，保罗特别的说不。耶稣是有肉身的，而且是为着我们的罪受死了。
Here Paul states very clearly, Jesus did have a body of flesh, and he died for us.
啊，叫我们与神和好。
So that we can reconcile to God.
那与神和好的目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose of the reconciliation?
他后面讲到了，为了要使人成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
So let's want to.And the purpose is to make us holy and blameless and above reproach.
在这里讲到的圣洁。
Here we talk about holiness here.
讲到的圣洁和圣徒这两个字是紧密相连的。
The word for holiness and the holy disciples, these two words are closely related.
在这里的时候讲是讲说分别为圣献给神。
Here to us, we'll set apart, and be offered to God.
并不是一个人死了以后再追奉他为圣人，因为他能行神迹，他不犯罪。
We don't say someone is a holiness, is holy after his death because he did something, good.
而是指我们每一个活着信靠耶稣的人是圣洁的。
Okay, so we refer to all the people, the living people who are living.
啊，没有瑕疵。
Blameless.
没有瑕疵的意思就是是讲到，就像在圣殿里边，在神的面前献上的公平的时候，他要没有任何缺陷的。
So blameless in.The sense that when we offer a lamb, which is it has to be without defects.
在这里，神看我们分别为圣以后是没有缺陷的。
When we are set apart, by God, then we can be blameless before God.
那无可责备呢，是指说撤销了控告。
Above reproach means that we are free from accusation.
我们人常常，我们知道撒旦常常要控告基督徒。
We know Satan keeps accusing Christians.
但是神说，我已经把他们分别为圣了，他们已经圣洁了，你的控告无效。
Jesus said, "I have set them apart." And they are already holy, and your accusation is useless.
在这个世界上，人可能会控告我们。
In this world, we might be accused by other people.
但是我们跟神之间的关系不因为别人的控告而有改变。
But our relationship with God doesn't change because of such accusation.
所以最重要的不是别人看我怎么样，我自己看我怎么样。
So what's important is not how other people look at me or even I look at myself.
最重要的是神如何看我们。
Most important is how we look in God's eye.
因此在耶稣基督里边我们就成为一个新造的人。
So that's why I can become a new creation in Jesus Christ.
最后我们再来看一下，我们信了主以后，我们跟神和好了，我们有什么义务？
So what are our responsibilities and duties after we are reconciled to God?
他这里边特别讲到说，只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳定，坚定不移，不自被引动，失去福音的盼望。这个福音就是你们所听过的，也是传与天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
Yeah, so we have to be strong, our faith has to be stable and steadfast. And yeah.
那福音的盼望, 在这里特别讲到福音的盼望。
Here it mentioned the hope of the gospel.
我们没有信神, 没有信耶稣以前, 我们是没有盼望的。
Before we believed in Jesus, we were without hope.
但是我们信了耶稣以后, 神就把他儿子